Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello there, my name is Jessica, and you're tuned into the Sunshine Girl podcast, hosted by me. Now, in the next couple of minutes, we'll be delving into a world of candid advice, empowering insights, and real connections. Ready to light up your relationships? Let's get glowing. Today, you caught me on the road, and I'm saving a space for sexual fantasies on the channel. Now, this is not a topic that I've tackled before, but I know it's a topic you're curious about. To be fair, it's hard to read a woman's mind, much less figure out what her deepest, darkest sexual fantasies are. I've been running a secret poll for a couple of weeks now, and you won't believe what made it to that list. Now, every woman is different when it comes to what makes them a little hot under the collar. The video, by a far stretch, is not going to cover every single one of the fantasies, but will give you a good idea of what women are secretly thinking. My name is Jessica OS. Welcome to my channel. So really, when you think about it, why should you care? Well, I think because a lot of these fantasies are about things women don't want to tell you about, right? They're afraid that you'll judge them or you'll think less of them. They may even be ashamed of them, or they think you might be insulted because they're probably thinking about someone or something other than what you guys have together. And sometimes they don't tell you because the sex that they're having in their head is so powerful it scares them. But the best way to truly have great sex in a truly intimate relationship is with honesty. So by knowing what they may be thinking about and what's turning them on in their fantasies, you can bring a little bit of that fantasy that they're having in their heads into your mutual sexual lives. Whether it's talking dirty, reciting what they're thinking, or by actually doing what it is they're fantasizing about, trust me, this video is going to enhance your sex life. Let's jump into it. So it's crucial to remember that these fantasies are not universally held by all women and can vary greatly from woman to woman. So this is not actually an invitation to suddenly start pushing your woman to try out things that will make her completely uncomfortable, but this video actually seeks to play a purely informational role. So studies have shown that men have a greater variety of fantasies, whereas between 30 to 60% of women have certain fantasies, particularly surrounding submission, that they would actually not wish to come true. Women are also more likely to include their partner in the sexual fantasies, whereas men, well, would rather not. Listen, the female imagination is a wonderful thing, so it's no wonder that common female fantasies are likely to be tweaked and changed according to that particular woman's needs. And that's the fun thing about fantasies. They're personal and they belong to you alone. Now, let's get into some of these common fantasies that made the list today. Maybe you'll find some new ones that you can add to your list. Here we go. So guess what the number one fantasy on the list actually was? Take a wild guess. It was role play. Now, one of the most common fantasies is to play a totally different character than you have in real life. It could be anything from cosplay, which is the practice of dressing up as a character from a film, book, or video game, to a sexy nurse or police officer. The list is endless, but the point here is she isn't herself, and yet she's able to play a completely different role in the bedroom. If you were to play along with this game, you most likely would see another side of her that you never would have imagined. So you want to allow yourself to let your imagination run wild with this one. So now the second on the list was actually being a sexy stripper, believe it or not. Now for a good number of women, give her a few shots of her favorite drink, and she'll be all over the table, really. She'll be flinging clothes off one after the other. Throw in a couple of bills of your currency and you'll complete that act. Now, the reason I believe that it was a top choice for the women in my focus group was because it's easy to pull off without major props required. You know, it's about the suspense, the excitement that they think is connected to stripping, and the power that comes with it to stimulate a man's desire. I mean, having a man literally salivating as you strip for him is pretty powerful, right? The third one on the list was threesomes. Now, most women have dreamed of having a threesome, believe it or not. It might be with another woman and a man, or two men. Now, either way, most women will admit to it if you push them on it. And it's right up there with the top female fantasies you'll find around. Despite the dreaming about it side of the equation, most women will never actually act out on that desire though. The reality of having a threesome is far more complicated than you might imagine at first glance. And when it comes down to it, the hassle often isn't worth it. So before you start suggesting threesomes to your woman, be extremely careful what you wish for. Typically, people like to engage in threesomes with people that have no emotional attachment and for good reason. Now, despite the dreaming about it side of the equation, most women will never actually act out their desire. The reality of having a threesome is far more complicated than you might imagine at first glance. And when it comes down to it, the hassle often isn't worth it. So before you start suggesting threesomes to your woman, be extremely careful what you wish for. Typically, people like to engage in threesomes with people that they have no emotional attachment to, and for good reason. The fourth thing on the list is group sex or orgies. Yes, maybe a foursome, maybe even more. Surprisingly, some of the women like to fantasize about being involved in a group sex situation. It's usually a combination of men and women, but some may just add or want one or the other, right? Now, this is brought on by the taboo nature of orgies, right? Again, most women won't actually act it out because actually fantasizing about it and doing it are two totally different things, right? There's another one called exhibitionism, and that's number 5. Now, just as the word implies, it involves extravagant behavior so as to attract attention to oneself. So in this instance, right, women fantasize about, for instance, walking down a beach, and by the time they reach the water, they've got almost all their clothes off. If not that, a woman fantasizes about having sex in public where people can see her performing her act. How many women will actually get around to pulling that off? An extremely minute percentage. The closest thing that women do to get close to this kind of female fantasy is perhaps flashing an unsuspected loner walking across a highway. Exhibitionism fantasies can be a great boost for sizzling sex and can have a woman talking about some really dirty stuff in bed that you just might enjoy. Now, later on, I'll be telling you about some really strange ones, but for now, the sixth one is a stranger in the bedroom. Now, the thought of meeting a stranger for a one-night stand of great sex, where she can do anything and be anyone she wants to be, can turn her on like a light bulb. She could do whatever she wants, talk dirty, ask the guy to talk about another woman, or do whatever he wants with her. I mean, anything. Many women want to talk about a lot of things in bed, but worry too much about what their man might think of her, so they'll rather keep mute. A meeting with a stranger, on the other hand, or at least in her head, takes away a lot of those inhibitions. The seventh one to make it to the list, believe it or not, is partner swapping. So swinging is one of the biggest female fantasies around. In this situation, it's like two couples swap partners, swing away, enjoying playing and watching the whole thing go down. Taking this fantasy a step further, it may be that a woman dreams about swinging with a couple she already knows, and maybe she fantasizes about her friend's husband. Now, unless she's actually in the act, she will never admit it to herself, much less say it out loud for you to hear. But this is one of the fantasies you need to look out for. Number 8 is a submissive mate. So there's some women who like the whole idea of being submissive in bed, you know. She fantasizes about being told what to do in bed. She wonders how it would feel to be punished if she doesn't do what he says, and it may even turn her on. Now, even though it sounds like a guy's fantasy, what the woman does during this act is her fantasy. Some women say, well, they would listen to their partner and be the submissive wife, while some girls said they will do the opposite just to see what he will do, whether he would punish them or just, you know, be freaky. Number 9 is the dominatrix. And I'm sure you've heard this one before. It's a role reversal of the submissive lover. Some women like to dominate men. So instead of getting dominated all the time, this is one of those female fantasies where they imagine what it would be like if they could indulge in the kinds of crazy acts with their men. Crazy acts like tying him up, doing whatever she wishes to do to him, telling him to perform sexual acts on her, as well as making him beg for what he wants. Now, these are just a few of the things that run along in a woman's mind when it comes to this particular fantasy. And trust me, some acts are just way too crude to put on this video. Number 10 is what the women were calling, "Come and get me, boys." So this fantasy is all about having several men touch a woman at the same time. She may even dream about being surrounded by several men kissing, touching, seducing her at the same time. Of course, I need to put this out that it's totally consensual, and she's inviting them to do so. Now, every woman has her own favorite number in mind, varying from 3 to around 10 men caressing her. There's something about just sitting back and being overwhelmed by sexual male attention that turns women on. Now, I must say that women don't really dream of this all the time, right, and hope that it's going to come true someday, but they just can't help but sit back and wonder from time to time how something like that would feel like. So these are some of the fantasies that came out when I had that chat in my focus group, and it was quite intriguing and very interesting to hear as well. Of course, there were some very crazy ones. One lady said, for her, her biggest fantasy gave her an adrenaline rush. She would rather be taken in the air while she was skydiving, and just before they hit the ground, she would orgasm. Crazy stuff, I'm telling you, that people think about, but you'll have to get to the back of their minds to actually know for sure what they're thinking. And if you don't make them comfortable enough, it will never come to your attention.
And that wraps up another episode of the Sunshine Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica OS, your relationship coach, sending you off with a mind full of thoughts and a spirit ignited with power. Remember, the light you carry within can illuminate the darkest paths. Keep shining, stay connected, spread joy wherever you go. Until next time, keep your sunshine glowing.